In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
The head coach of Boston College football, Bill O'Brien, is brought to you by Time Out Market, showcasing the best of Boston under one roof. Bill, good morning.
Hey, Greg, how you doing?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing great. Fantastic.
Maybe this amazing weather will continue if we're lucky. It feels more like August than it feels like November, Bill.
It's been unbelievable. We've been able to be outside practicing, and it's been awesome. But I think on Saturday it's supposed to go back down to kind of normal November weather, but we'll see.
I failed in my moonshot. This was the game that I was going to try to get the drop kicks to play the alma mater at, and I've been unable to accomplish that. So I feel like, at least in this case, I need to admit my failings to you, and I apologize.
No, I think for us, like, in order to get the drop kick Murphys, we need to win some more ball games. So maybe if we can get this thing on a winning track,
okay, all right,
can get the drop kick Murphys. We got to keep up our end of the bargain.
Bill, when it comes to winning, and four games to go in the season, I always am fascinated and want to talk to you about the mindset of the NFL versus the college player. What do you have to make sure you do to make sure you're keeping these guys focused and saying, all right, it is about winning, and not having them look at like, well, there's only four games left. How do you keep them engaged when there's really kind of no playoff hunt in college football, especially when you're in the position that you're in?
Yeah, I think it's I think about that a lot, Wiggy, and it's a great question. I think it's totally different in college, meaning that there's a lot of factors that go into why they continue. Like this week, I'm just telling you, like if you were at practice, you may see, some mistakes that have to be cleaned up and things like that, but you would see a great energy, these guys flying around. I think there's a lot of reasons for that, right? There's still a bowl game potential out there. There's still, a lot of these older guys on our team, they really want to play well because, some of them have a shot to play in the NFL, so they need to put good plays on tape. I think there's a spirit on this team. The leadership of this team is a good team. It's only the first year of a new program here relative to our staff being here. So, I think there's a lot, it's just different in the NFL. Once you get to, a record where you're basically out of it, it's just a different feeling. It's very difficult to get those guys in the National Football League to play week in and week out when, I experienced it last year. It was brutal. It was very tough.
Bill, obviously Syracuse is going to be a tough one this weekend, but what do you say to fans or media members that say, yeah, BC 4-4 on the season, but 1-3 in ACC play, can't get a win in conference?
Yeah, what I'd say is we have to learn how to play 60 minutes. I mean, I think that in the games that in the ACC games, look, close doesn't count. That's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is that you know, this is a football team that, that has shown the ability to compete in this conference. And this is a team that also has shown that, you know, we don't play 60 minutes. You know, we've had 2-minute drives to win games. We've had fourth and ones to potentially tie a game. We just haven't been able to get it done, coaches and players. So, you know, I think there's a bright future, Courtney. I like the recruiting. We recruit very well. We've got a great 25 class. I like the end of the season. I like where we're at right now as a team. You know, Syracuse is a good football team. They're 6-2, but they're coming into our place. Our guys are fired up for it. We've got to play 60 minutes of football. That's what we continually preach, and, you know, hopefully we can get that done.
Billy, you said 60 minutes of football. Should it go to overtime, it'd be more. Do you have a win guy? Like, do you have someone on the sideline that's going to tell you which way to kick in overtime?
You can always count on Greg and Curtis to ask me those questions where I know where they're leading. I will say this, though. We definitely have, you know, we take all of that into account. Like, so the game day staff meeting, you know, one of the things that we talk about a lot is the weather and, you know, whether it's wind. Like actually, you know, yesterday at practice was a very windy day. And so, like, relative to where we're, you know, headed, whether it's the passing game or, you know, our ability to punt into the wind or with the wind, you know, that's a big thing that we talk about pretty much, you know, every day and certainly on game day.
Billy, in all sincerity, you know quarterbacking in college and pro better than almost everybody. What have you seen from Drake May, the performance last week, obviously, and the losing effort? Is he ahead of where you thought he might be at this point?
Yeah, I really like Drake May, Curtis. I think he's the real deal. He's got, you know, great athletic ability. He can run. I think he's got to learn to slide, you know, go down and either duck out of bounds or slide, which I'm sure they're working on that with him. But he's got an ability to make off-schedule plays. He's got an ability to stand in the pocket and deliver the ball. He's got toughness. That play he made at the end of the game to, you know, to get it to Ramondre, you know, to send it to overtime, you know, was an unbelievable play. I mean, he kept the play alive for at least 6 seconds. And so that's very difficult to do in that league. Especially you got guys like Jeffrey Simmons rushing you and things like that. That's a hard thing to do. So, you know, I think the guy's got a really good future. He's a fun guy to watch, and the Patriots definitely have somebody to build around.
Bill, you were with Alabama as an OC. And it's been a while when you was a head coach in college football, Penn State, going back to 2012, 2013. What do you feel like you have to do differently now, or what have you learned this year being back in college football as a head coach, that some of the things that you feel like, all right, you might have to work on a little bit better, especially at the end of the year, but more so for moving forward?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, there's a lot to work on. Standing that, you know, every play is a story unto itself, and you have to be very focused on every single play. We have to work hard on that, you know, every day, this, you know, the rest of this season leading into next season. We have to work hard on that. We have to continue to teach these guys about football and the way that we want to play football. You know, whether it's a quarterback reading coverage or an offensive lineman anticipating a movement up front or a defensive secondary that needs to understand what's happening to them from a formation standpoint, a personnel standpoint, whatever it is. I could list a thousand things that we have to do better as coaches and continue to do as coaches to get these guys to understand, you know, how we want to play, you know, the style we want to play with. I do believe, Wig, I really have a strong belief we're on the right track. You know, we'll see. That has to prove itself out. But I do have a strong belief that we're headed in the right direction, even though the wins haven't been there recently. You know, I like how this team approaches every day.
Speaking of Alabama, the guy who taught you the offense down there, Mac Jones, may get a start this weekend.
Can I tell you a quick story on that?
Yeah.
So when I went to Alabama, you know, Mac was gone. He was actually there getting ready for the draft. So I met him, and you know, he did come up to the office one day, and we talked for a little bit about the offense, but it was a very brief meeting. The guy that actually did a great job of you know, at least showing me the foundation of the offense when I first got there. Because when you go to Alabama with Nick Saban, you don't run your offense. You don't bring your offense. You run the Alabama offense. And so was Bryce Young. Bryce Young was a very, very bright kid who brought his playbook into the first meeting, with the one-on-one meeting with us, with me, excuse me. And we talked about the offense for, you know, a long time. And so, you know, that's the story, because Bryce was the guy that really had at a young age in his career had a great understanding of that offense and went on to win the Heisman Trophy that year, and then, you know, went on to be the number one pick, which I know the pros aren't going great for him right now, but I think Bryce Young, if given the right situation, given the right shot, you know, Bryce Young's a very, very bright guy and a really good quarterback.
See, very interesting. You cleared up one of those rumors that has been floating around forever. Mm-hmm. And
there's a lot of, you know,
is for the clarity of history, BS. Bill. This is for
a lot of BS that floats around, right?
Yeah,
a lot
there
of
is.
BS. But, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah. Now there's one other one that you could clear up. And just really, just for the clarity of history.
Super Bowl 52?
Yeah.
I'll save that one for
okay.
Yeah. I was just going to ask, because I'm sure that you hear these kinds of things here and there. Who was it that, since we're talking about Mac Jones, that Mac reached out to outside of the family that caused a big issue? You can just give me initials if you want.
Yeah, you know what? I'll be very, very honest with you. Again, I always am. I have no idea what that is. I don't know. That subject never came up with me, with Mac, who he reached out to. No, when I was at Alabama, that never came. I mean, maybe there was somebody there that wasn't at Alabama when I was there that had been somewhere else that he reached out to. I have no idea. He had, you know, he had a lot of relationships at Alabama with the coaching staff. That there were a lot of guys, Greg, when I went to Alabama that weren't there, you know, when I got there that had been there in 2020, right? A lot of those in the 2020 Alabama football team was arguably the greatest college football team of all time. And a lot of those guys, Sarkisian, Charles Huff, they got jobs, right? The success of that team, you know, they moved on to jobs. I would say five or six guys on that offensive staff, you know, Kyle Flood went to Texas with Sarkisian, Charles Huff got the Marshall job. So it was a brand new offensive staff, basically. When I went to Alabama, it was me, Doug Marrone, Robert Gillespie. I mean, like I said, there's a lot of BS that floats around, and yeah, you know, there was really not many people there on the offensive side of the ball that had worked with Mac when he was there.
All right, Bill. Well, good luck this week. We thank you for taking the time this morning, and we will talk to you again next week.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, there he is, Bill O'Brien, the head coach of Boston College football.
I had a good question for next week, too.
Well, save it.
It'll still work next week, because it's more about the Patriots and, you know, his thought on a specific thing that we here in New England do not like and what goes into said thing. So, you know, I think it's got plenty of life on it where you can ask it next week.
We still have Wiggy's lead left. We still have Courtney's lead left. And we still have my lead left. And we'll get to those next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.